Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Well, today's cattle futures really got hit hard into the close. We had the April live cattle down 262 at 106.02. June's down 262 at 100.02. August, $2.50 lower at 101.27. So across the board, about 250 lower there. Feeder cattle, very similar with March, down 312 at 130.50. That was 20 off their lows. April's down 390 at 129.75. The May's down 130 or down 345 at 131. One thing to note is that the June had a low of 99.87 today, so we went right below $100. The box beef at midday was actually higher on choice at 207.57, up 32, select at 203.29, up $2.23. That spread tightened up to $4.28, which is about $1.90 or so on the day, tighter than it was. Hog futures in May were up 35 at 71.57. The markets continue to be trading off the same news and fears, I guess, is the financial markets. And the financial markets today are under significant pressure as well, down 730 currently in the March Dow Jones, 25,330. And also to note here is the bonds are currently up about 6 points on the 30-year bonds, which puts the March at an all-time high at 180. One-ish.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2020 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Female Sale coming up on Saturday, March the 7th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 80 registered Angus bulls with EPDs that make CABs targeting the brand requirements. They will also be offering 75 open registered and commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036. The Davis Angus 2020 Value Genetics Sale, March 7th. Don't miss it.
Today's grain futures market were weaker across the board. We had corn down 4 to 6 cents and decided a pretty significant corn sale this morning. There were two different sales, one to a known and one to an unknown. The 211,000 metric tons of corn to the unknown and the 234,000 to Japan. So that was thought to lift the corn, and initially it was steady to slightly higher. But then was unable to hold those gains. Beans are down 6 to 8 cents. Chicago wheat down 4 to 5. Kansas City down 1 to 2. And then cotton futures down about 50. Put December cotton at 63.87. On Tuesday, March the 10th at 11 a.m., we've got the next USDA report. That has really taken a back burner here to all this other information hitting the market. Hadn't really seen a whole lot about it. But they did have early estimates out today. Also today, the OPEC. And this is probably the bigger news of the day, is OPEC did not decrease oil production or oil output. They were anticipated to make up to a 1.5 million barrel per day cut, but the Russians did not want to go along with it. And so OPEC or the Saudis and some of the other Middle Eastern countries weren't going to cut it if Russia didn't.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.